This is Books and Arts on RN. I'm Claire Nichols. Now, if you're a budding writer, I have a real treat for you. In today's Top Shelf, American fantasy novelist Robin Hobb shares her top resources for writers. Where does she turn for help when crafting her stories?
For my top shelf, what are the five top tools that I reach for almost every day as a writer? The first book I would mention that would be on my shelf would be a good solid copy of Roget's Thesaurus. English is such a wonderful language, and we have words that are so much more precise than what we use in our everyday vocabulary. And the reason that I am saying that I would have this paper copy rather than simply be typing along in Word and hit the synonym list and say, what's another word for river? That thesaurus, that very excellent and handy thesaurus, is still very, very limited. And it seems to me that in the last 10 years or so, I've seen a narrowing of the words that we use in writing, as everybody is using the same electronic dictionary and thesaurus. The second book I would have is one that I received as a gift many, many years ago from a friend, and it has been just an excellent book for the fantasy writer or anybody, I think, who's trying to write in an older time period. I'm holding in my hands a classical dictionary of the vulgar tongue, and it's written by Captain Francis Gross and edited by Eric Partridge. And what it is vulgarity and slang and curses from a much older time. So if I open it randomly, I can see things like a damper is a luncheon or a snap before dinner, so called from its damping or allaying the appetite. So this is a word that I could toss in and have it give a different flavor to a bit of dialogue. And these are things that are just, when I inject them into a story, it takes the reader to a different time. And often it's something that the reader can't really look up, but gives, in context, it gives a richness to the prose. The third book that I would put on my writer's shelf is a good unabridged dictionary. The one I use is in two volumes, and I've had it for some years. In a time when we are seeing vocabulary narrowing and we are seeing new words multiply at a prodigious rate, I do like having an unabridged dictionary where I can go back and say, does farthingale actually mean exactly what I think it does? And look it up and to see the history of the world and to see if the word is appropriate to the time period that I am ostensibly working in as a fantasy writer. The fourth volume is an old standby from my college days, and it is, of course, The Elements of Style. And it doesn't have to be this particular book, but I do think that every writer should have at their disposal a book that reminds them of the basic rules of grammar, as well as I believe, the decline of grammar since we have become such so rapid electronic communication. I don't think texting does anything for teaching proper grammar, and yet proper grammar or the insertion of a comma can change the entire meaning of a sentence. And it's something that I think we have to hang on to fiercely as we communicate more and more rapidly. I believe that instantaneous communication is much more fraught with peril for misunderstanding than the careful placing of words on a page. The fifth one is one that would change daily. And that is, I feel that every writer, well, actually, I feel that every human being who is of voting age should subscribe to a daily newspaper. Now, I know that we get a lot of news off our internet, and it comes in fast and furious. And sometimes by the time you read the news story for the fourth time. It's changed completely as rumors have been confirmed. But that is actually one reason why I go back to a daily newspaper. Because when I get the paper, maybe I'm seeing the same news story that I saw splashed the day before. But now it has settled down and it's been verified. And I just feel like a newspaper, it ties us into what is really going on in a way that the quick splash of instant communication that we get that masquerades as news on the internet, it doesn't. I read about things that are happening in my hometown, things that would be of little to no interest to the national scene. Should Pierce County withdraw from the transit issue that we're facing? All of the arguments that we hear on a local basis that are essential to day-to-day citizens in the Tacoma area, that I'm not going to find those arguments and those news stories on the internet. I'm going to find them reported in my local paper.
American writer Robin Hobb there with some great old school ideas for writers. Her latest novel is Assassin's Fate. It's published by Harper Voyager. So, writers, artists, creatives out there, what essential tools do you use when you're making your work? Tell us on the Books and Arts Facebook page or tweet at us at RN Books and Arts.